right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Drawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I had a scratch.
You had a little scratch in your throat. Chris and I, we've already, we have to sit here for 20 minutes normally before we record. And so we're already mid-fight. No, but we're just not in a tussle.
I don't think of this as a tussle nor a fight. This is simply a conversation.
Oh, we're having a conversation. I love that.
We're having a conversation where we don't fully agree.
That's true. We have different points of view.
Yes.
And that's okay. People have that with people.
Yeah. And I have a correct point of view.
And I guess I'm the wrong point of view.
I don't think that this is a tussle.
Okay, cool.
Jesse started dating again.
That's not the tussle. That's not the tussle. Chris is like, you're not allowed. No. But I did try to put myself out there. I did. And I did. Actually, I was successful. I put myself out there. And then I said, in a good way, I'm like not doing the thing where I entertain things that I know I don't want or they're already not right. So I was like, thank you.
Why did you feel that way?
What?
What was wrong with it?
Oh, it just wasn't good energy. He made me anxious, which isn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like wasn't able to kind of calm me. Like, I was like, I'm anxious because I could tell he doesn't communicate everything.
Are you talking about me?
No. But it just, I wasn't really at ease and we just didn't have that much in common. And it was like one of those things where, like, I used to be like, maybe I'll do a second date. But I'm like, no, I don't need to, like, there was nothing. He wasn't like, there wasn't a glimmer of friendship even. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I'm like, why would I? He was hot, but that's about it.
Does my hair look crazy? I just realized I took my hat off and.
No, it looks fine.
Sorry.
What I was saying wasn't interesting.
No, I just felt it.
Oh, yeah. No, the hair looks good. But you were. We're not in a tussle at all.
You were saying.
What was I saying? Just that it wasn't.
He didn't make you comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You got it out of the way.
Yeah. I'm like glad I went on the first one because I was really anxious before it.
Are you going to now open the floodgates?
I'm slowly going in because I don't want to go on dates that aren't with people that I think have potential, which means I'm not going to go on as many dates as I used to because I used to date really anything over 6 feet. Just kidding. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So just because there's other things I could do with my time that's really valuable.
Are you going to start dating shorter guys?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like you should.
I have in the past, as well as will continue to. Like, yeah, I've dated shorter guys. I dated a guy for like 2 or 3 months that was my height.
Who?
You didn't know him? Who?
We're fighting because Jesse met a gay person and she's trying to set me up with him.
Okay, here's the thing, you guys. I met someone who's really fabulous, and you hate that adjective, and I take it back.
I do hate that adjective.
I know, and I said it, and I went,
it's not the adjective to use if you're trying to set me up with someone. I'll say that.
Who's really a wonderful person, like, caring, vulnerable, like, just...
I don't think that you know him well enough to know all of this about him. Is my concern.
Well, you're right. I mean, I can't say that I would definitely, like, I'm just saying there's a potential and a great person that I went, oh, you know who I thought of first? My really great friend who's also a wonderful person. And you told me, and I quote, Jesse, don't you dare set me up with someone you wouldn't be into yourself. And I'm in love with him.
Yeah, but you're in love with his singing voice.
No, I'm in love with him as a person.
Because you played his singing voice for me.
Well, he's also extremely talented, which I can't help but say that's very attractive. Because I think it's so attractive.
Twice this morning. And you played him for Ronnie multiple times this morning as well.
Hey, you guys, I want to put this on record. If this works out or anything, please know this is to set Chris up is one of the most difficult things you can do for your mental health ever. The amount of hoops I have to jump through, I'm questioned on what I think is good or bad in life, my integrity.
I didn't ask.
You're like, what makes you an expert? Who I know, but I couldn't help but think of you. Well, I hope if you met someone stunning who was like, and you thought, I would hope you would think of me.
I'd take it for myself.
If he was straight, he was like, I'm only attracted to Jewish women.
I'd strictly say, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah. And I'd put on a wig.
You wouldn't think of me?
Of course I would think of you.
Thank you for saying that.
But
what?
I would get to know. I would like, it would have to be someone I knew for a while.
You'd have to date him for months to...
Not date him.
But what? But what you're saying is, like, you want me to be like, I sign off on this person where I'm like, I want you to make that judgment. I think it could really work, but I want you to be the one to judge.
Which I said I would do.
But you are angry at me.
I'm not angry.
Disappointed.
I'm concerned. I think you can be so open.
It's,
which is a positive thing.
Okay.
But it makes me nervous.
But here's the thing. You know this about me. I don't have a ton of really close friends. The people that are my close friends, I love to death and I would take a bullet for, you know?
Yes.
And I protect you at all. I would protect you at all costs.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, wow. This seems like a great person, and like I can't.
I'm not concerned of this person hurting me in any sense. I'm just not as open of a person. I need to.
But you think if I
slowly get to,
if I knew this person longer, you still wouldn't trust my judgment.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, you've only known him like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
If you knew someone longer, then I would trust it more.
Okay.
But I also said I would meet him.
Yeah, so I think we just go with that.
But now the pressure is going to be through the roof.
No pressure is the thing. That's the whole
thing.
There
is pressure.
There'd be more pressure if I knew him for longer. Because I'd be like, this is my really good friend. I'm trying to be like, this is someone I think is great. See if you think you're great.
But you love him so much. And now I'm like, if I don't, I'm not going to be able to tell you the truth.
But I love you so much.
I know, but even because I think you're singing his praises so high, it's like when someone's like, this movie is amazing. It's so good. It's the best movie in the world. But and then you see the movie and you're like, it was good. But
see, but it's funny because you make me do that because you're like, well, how's the movie? Does it have a good ending? Will I cry? Then I'm like, yeah, you'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll cry. And then you're like, you're selling it too much and I don't want to see a movie that good. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
No, I mean,
I think worst case, you guys are both great people. You could be friends. Best case, I officiate.
What was his religion?
I don't know.
See, she also doesn't know where he's from.
I forget that stuff. I forget that stuff. That's not important to me. I mean, where they're from and their age?
Where they're from it's important to my,
why?
Initial, like...
judgment?
Not judgment, but I'm like, okay, I know where this person's coming from.
Interesting.
We can connect on XYZ. Like, if he's like, oh, he was from the Beverly Hills. He's from Beverly Hills. And his parents own the Knicks. Which would be difficult, because they'd be flying back and forth. But they have that type of money.
That
and
would
so
be
then
more
I would be like, I can't...
Oh, you'd say no.
Well, I wouldn't say no. I just would go in knowing what I'm...
See, but you want to have, I don't think it's good to have judgments on certain things.
Mm.
Go in open. Why not? Literally, I just went on a bad date. What's the worst that happens? Nothing. You're just like, hi, bye.
Yeah.
It's just two people meeting, ships in the night. You know what I'm saying? You pass.
It is, but it's different because you love him so much.
I love you so much.
Because if.
I love you.
If the guy that you went on this bad date with was like my. I was like, he's amazing. I love him so much.
I know you'd love me. You wouldn't get mad at me if I said, Chris, I totally see how they're a really good person. I just don't think they're my person. I don't think you get mad at me.
We'll
I'm not going to get mad at anybody because you guys don't. I saw $50 on the road and I said, do you want this $50? I think you could buy something nice with it. You know?
Keep it.
So I'm just saying, like, see what happens. Who cares? But no, I'm not going to get mad at you or care if you don't hit it off. That's not my criteria.
I'm not saying that. See, I told Jesse before we started recording, I was like, these type of things you just have to not tell me about. Spring it on me.
Okay. And actually what's funny about me is I needed that permission because I would never do that or I would be so scared to spring something on you without your permission.
No. Like if you were like, okay, come to this event.
And you go, why? Who's there? And then I'll go, just come. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
And then you're like,
you think that you're not like a Sherlock Holmes?
No, if you're like, I'm just going, well, I would figure it out.
I know.
On this one because you told me where you had met him. And it's the same event.
Right.
But
so I could pick a new thing.
If you were just like,
I will do that.
Come to this party.
Come to this party.
And I come to this party and then this gentleman was there.
I understand the assignment.
And, you know, it's like,
mommy understands the assignment.
You gotta, it's like giving a dog a pill.
That's all. Thank you for your permission and your blessing on this. Sometimes
Being said, I hate surprises, but this doesn't count as a surprise, really.
No, because I actually have been given permission and consent. Everybody heard it.
Yeah. But even so, I'm like, a surprise would be like, it's a surprise party.
Okay.
Which
I wasn't going to throw a surprise party for you. That wasn't my plan with this.
Well,
but
maybe you should.
Something to think about.
Surprises just, I'm a planner.
I know. I understand. That's why it's hard to even get you when you're still in town. I'm going, what are my options of days? I'm coordinating calendars.
Well,
do I
have to meet this person immediately?
No, of course not. What's the rush, you guys? What's the rush?
You seem to be having one.
What?
You seem to have a rush for us.
I think the longer we put it off, I'm just like, I actually am just trying to rip the Band-Aid for myself, for everybody involved. I'm going, I want to
rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah, because I'm stressed out having to do it with you. Because
you don't have to.
I want to, but I just have to figure out how to do it. And it takes time and planning on my end.
That, I think, just stop worrying about it.
Okay.
And then if we happen to be in the same place at the same time.
That will never happen.
Stars are aligned and the moon is not full.
I'm not the type of person that ever hangs out with more than one person at a time.
And that's what I love about you.
I know. I'm like, and I stay in my home most of the time. Like, I go out every now and again, but it's like I'm not someone who's like, oh my God, we're at this bar. Just come. When have I ever texted you that?
If you did, I would be very
surprised.
Suspicious.
And you'd be like, no.
I would think you were being held captive.
Exactly.
I'd come with a police force.
Thank you for that. I actually did. I made a friend at Orange Theory, too. And I went to karaoke with her. So I'm actually...
Didn't she say something really weird to you? Is this the one we're talking about?
No, that was somebody else.
Okay.
That was somebody else who I hope isn't listening. But she was... she was the one... She just said something about, like, my age, which I thought was weird. But this is somebody else who did not mention my age and was like, there's a karaoke thing like a bar away from where you live. Do you want to go? And I was so nervous to go because I was like, what if? Like, I don't know. I get so nervous making new friends. And then it was so much fun.
Did you get drunk?
No. Oh, but I got high. And I had fun.
What was it like a karaoke bar? Like a...
No. It was like someone doing karaoke at this bar. I felt like I was in Cheers. Like it felt like...
That's what I'm telling you. That's what my karaoke experience is like when I go on Thursdays.
Yeah. Mine's on Fridays.
Well, mine, I think the last one is going to be on this Thursday.
The last one?
Because my friend Lauren, who lives next door to this Irish bar,
okay,
is moving in with her boyfriend on December 1st.
And so you'll
way farther away.
Oh, no.
And this also is like, it's next door to hers. It's like 25 or more than that. But walking if I want back to my apartment. And so her birthday's on Thursday. And since we are the king and queen of this dive bar, which is I told you last time I went last week, he made people move down the bar and brought out another stool.
Oh my God.
It's insane. I think we tipped like 200% by accident the first time.
Wow. That'll make you regular.
Because
sure.
I tipped a lot. And then Lauren told me that she had left cash because she didn't realize that I had.
Love that.
And so then they were hooked.
Yeah, they were like, move over.
And so she's having like her birthday at the karaoke. I'm That's making a 3-foot charcuterie.
What?
Well, I told her I'd make a charcuterie. We got permission from them. Well, we asked. So we were like at the thing and we're like, can we have her birthday here on Thursday? And he was like, yeah, here's my phone, whatever. And so I ordered like a 3-foot charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Board.
A board board.
And like all the accoutrement. And I'm going to make just a fabulous.
I'm excited.
A fabulous charcuterie.
My God.
And I'm going to try to make flowers out of salami.
You know what? If anyone could, it's you.
I saw it on TikTok.
If it's on TikTok, anyone can do
it. And it looks pretty easy, actually.
Yeah.
You just like fold it around a cup, a glass.
Wow.
And then
bada bing, bada boom. I'm excited to see it.
Listen.
Take pics.
You're going to be obsessed with the karaoke guy that runs karaoke, too.
Am I?
Yeah, he's...
Hot?
Fat gay guy.
Okay, love.
It's exactly your speed.
That is my thing. I love that. Okay, fun.
So...
How exciting. Well, if you need to hang your hat at a new place, you can come to mine also after.
Where is it? Queens.
Yeah.
See? I mean, I will eventually, but the thing that was so precious about this is that it was so close. Yeah. And it was like just this weird little neighborhood spot.
That is precious.
Weird little neighborhood spot on the Upper East Side, but still.
Cute.
Anyway.
I love that.
So that'll be...
Fun.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. That is interesting. Am I invited?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you.
Yeah. I can't tell. I'm like, because like, I, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, am I really invited? Or is it like, come? Like, it goes up at the end. Like, you come if you want to come. And I'm like, I wish it's like, come, as opposed to like, come.
No, you should come.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to come.
Come. Stop by.
What's the weirdest thing that happens?
Stop by.
Everyone's like, why is she here?
I'm going to be busy, but stop by.
I'll be so busy. I have to set up the board.
No, I don't even know. I probably will know a fraction of the people.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of... There's always random people in the bar. A lot of hospital employees frequent it.
Hello. You know I hooked up with a nurse once.
Okay. A lot of random... A woman that I thought was a waitress the first few times we went. And then Lauren was like, she's not the waitress. She's a nurse. She wears scrubs every time we're there. And
so you were like, honey, could you fill this up?
Well, she was Irish.
Oh, well, that'll do it. That'll do it.
And she was hugging the bartender. Aww. So I just thought, and she was an amazing vocalist. I just thought she was a server that
had to be
pipes.
Gosh, but no.
But she's turns a nurse out she's pipes. A nurse.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Have you ever hooked up with a doctor?
No.
I haven't either.
I don't think a doctor
is good in bed.
Well, doctors make me nervous in the exam room.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of how judgmental they are.
You think they're judgmental?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
They are. I mean, that's their job, I guess.
Yeah. Like, it's the logical brain. Like, if you're too logical, I can't connect with you in any way.
And I'm like a psychiatrist or something.
Yeah. It's
not going to work out.
Oh.
They're at work all day. They don't want to be at work when they're at home.
That's true. It's like, I dated the therapist that one time. But he was more messed up than...
Yeah, I don't trust a therapist.
I didn't know that. I thought, free therapy, here I go.
If I've learned... And I was like at a barbecue not that long ago, and yeah. There was a girl like black out wasted in like her pajamas. And she was she was the therapist. A lot of times, everyone on Survivor that's a lunatic is a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Just sometimes it's so interesting, like what people do, and you're like, huh.
Well, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But that's why someone that's like, yeah. I mean, I would date a doctor.
Yeah.
If a doctor's coming on to me,
yeah,
I'm not going to say,
no,
I don't have health insurance.
Exactly.
Although I might as a joke.
Yeah, that's cute.
And
they'd
then be like,
that.
No, I really don't though. So if you could get me in for an exam.
That'd be great. Let's do that knee test where you hit my knee and it bounces, too. You know?
Yeah.
Remember that? As a kid, I was like,
this is incredible. Let me pop up off my knees so we can.
Wow.
I famously have bad knees.
Okay.
Which is an interesting fact.
That is interesting. You should come.
I had a tumor in my knee when I was 16.
What? Oh my God. That's right. In your knee.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that almost ever.
There's no awareness.
How big was it?
Big enough that I felt it because it hurt for like a year.
But then did they take it out and you get to see it?
They
if
took
they
it
ever
out, I don't
took
remember
something
seeing
out
it.
Of my body and think I'm not going to see it, they're
well, I was
out of
like
their mind.
On
That's
anesthesia.
Mine. I made it. Give it to me.
I was asleep.
I'd be like, save it. When I come to, bring it to me like a baby.
They had to send it for biopsy.
I want to see it. Bring it back after the biopsy.
I don't
know.
Want to see it.
You really?
No.
I'd have to see it.
Why?
I'd like, there's something inside of me. I have like a weird thing already, which is like, you know, I like to, it's like, I want to get things out. You know what I mean? Like if I see a whitehead, I can't just walk around with it. I'm like, I have to pop it and get it out. Get whatever's in there out of there. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with like when I watch cyst videos, I'm sorry to say, I'm like, get it out and let me see it.
I don't like that, but you know what I do? If we're admitting watching weird videos,
I am.
Sometimes I watch videos of people getting their calluses scraped off.
That's fun too.
That's satisfying.
I love to watch sometimes right before bed. You better show me a chiropractic video where we are cracking.
Those are
things.
Insane.
I love them.
My friend is fucking a chiropractor and he does it at his office.
He does what?
Fucks him.
What?
He's also listening right now, probably like losing his mind. But
you guys fuck in that office on that thing?
Well, he fucks everyone. Like he is like,
I will say though,
he fucks more than anyone I've ever known.
Okay, first of all,
he's very, very
fucking
good at
I love
fucking
that.
Finding.
I've always, I guess when you have a chiropractor, I remember when I was in high school and I had like.
He doesn't even go to him as a chiropractor. He like met him on a dating app. The guy was like, come over.
To my
brought
office.
Him to his office and they had sex. And now he goes regularly for tune-ups.
Oh my God.
With air quotes,
tune-ups. Sex is so interesting and fun. I mean, I kind of love that. There's something fun about it, about like, I would demand a chiropractic thing after too. I'd be like, could you crack me while I'm here? You know? Get the kinks out.
I don't want to go to a chiropractor. It makes me nervous.
When I went in high school, there's something really like kind of sexual about it. Like when they're leaning on you, you're like, oh, and they're like turn like this and you're like this, you know, and then they're like relax and you're like, I don't know how. And then
I don't know how, daddy.
I know. So there is something really hot about that. And whoever your friend is, I'm like, I'm into that. I've never, yeah. I think I could hook up with a chiropractor if I met them through a dating app and they said to come. I think if I go to get my like go to a chiropractor, I'm there for business and I would not even know if passes were being made.
What if he said something?
I would be like, what? Like, what would he say?
I can crack more than your back.
I think I'd be like, what do you mean?
Your pussy.
I'd be like, you can crack. Is that supposed to happen? Well, I don't think I get it.
With my penis.
And then
I want to have sex with you.
I think I'd be like, where's HR?
This is also the directness I need when someone's hitting on me.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been like hit on in like I haven't. It's that switch that's really exciting. Like when you're like, I'm here to get groceries. And then someone's like, and then you're like, I'm on a date in aisle five. I
See,
didn't realize
I never,
I'm on a
I
date.
I never get that.
I'm saying I it's always not often. Like, for me, I have headphones in. I like sometimes I'm so not available, but I'm also like, when does that switch happen? It's so exciting when it happens.
Because some people just have like an open energy. They just do that all the time. Yep. I do not have that.
I mean, yeah, I don't think like I definitely don't think about it. I don't think about how.
Where was the if you could get hit on anywhere?
Yeah. Okay.
If you could, and it works out, this is the one.
Whoa.
Where are they picking you up?
Okay, one time in college, I met this guy who was a grad student. He was in journalism, like a news. So he was interviewing me.
For?
Like the station. Like he was asking me questions. Of course, I was on camera, so I was turned on. I was like, look at me. I was wearing purple pants. I remember thinking I did not look cute that day. And I was like, I can't believe I'm going to be on camera. And I was like talking, whatever. And then afterwards, it was one of those things where I was like, did he just like, I was like, maybe I misinterpreted. I didn't have a friend around. So I was like, maybe I'm misreading it, because he was like, that was great. And then he was like, could I have your number in case like something about the you know, getting your name right or something? And I was like, oh, sure. And like, but then I was like,
J-O-L-L-E-S.
But then I was like, it kind of felt flirty. And then he was like, could we like meet for lunch? I remember we met for lunch after that. And I was like, I can't tell if we're going on a date. Like I
would never be able to pick up on it either.
Yeah. And it wasn't until the next time. I think I even said to him, like, I'm just confused. Like, so I didn't even know that whole time he was interested. Finally, he was like, yeah, can I take you? Like, he took me to a show and I was like, I'm in love with this man.
What happened?
What happened? You could say I had a freak out. Oh, no. You could say I had a freak out. Yeah, that's how some people would. I was so he said something that like isn't that big a deal, but was to me at the time.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, so it was triggering. We were like getting drinks like after we had gone to the We had gone to the show. We had held hands during the show, which I thought was like the greatest moment of my life. We had like kissed in the parking lot, whatever. We go to get drinks. And then he said while we were getting drinks, I'm so excited to have sex later. And I went, with who? And then it was like a real standstill because I was really offended that he like assumed that.
I feel like that's valid. I don't think that's that crazy.
It's not. I think I took it like I really ran with it. Like, I really was like, you've never seen someone so offended. Mm. Like, I don't think he, I think he was a little tipsy and like.
Was like.
Maybe feeling the water. Right.
Like, I'm joking if you're not joking, yeah. But if you're serious, I'm serious.
And then I was like, I got on a soapbox and I was pretty much like, you.
This pervert wants to fuck me.
I was like, you will never see my body. Like, I was just so upset and offended and hurt.
What
and
was
like
his response?
Remember, we both like went into a trauma
like,
response.
Cut my interview.
We went into trauma trigger response, both of us. I don't remember. I blacked out. Like, I was so scared when that happened, truly, that I just, God, I don't remember what I did after. Yeah. I was very rude and or
we
like
all
just
done things
though. Yeah, and then I was yeah, so then that was the end of that.
Fair.
It was fair. It was fair. And I think when you're young and also like at that point in my life, I couldn't handle anything like that. Yeah. And I understand.
I also would have
freaked out. Yeah. Before that though, it was really like I remember thinking, like, when I think about a work setting, I always feel like I'm most magnetic there, like, on camera. I'm like, of course he fell in love with me. I was giving a stellar, funny little interview, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's just me in my regular life, actually, when I went to PT.
That's, I'm like, if somebody fell in love with me during, like, an interview, yeah. I would be like, well.
That makes sense.
They don't know me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they, like.
Because, like, I feel like the off Chris is quite, it, like. It depends. I guess it depends on the interview.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not like that.
Well, yeah,
all the
I
time.
Think. Of course.
Most of the
but
time.
But no one's like anything all the time. I think that's like getting to know the multitude of the person that you're meeting. But already being like, I like that one. That one was fun. That feels like a fun version.
Yeah.
I remember when I was getting physical therapy, I thought my doctor was really like hot for a second and I thought we were flirting. And then he told me about his girlfriend who seems stellar. And I said,
no, that
I love
happens
her.
To me all the time.
Yeah.
Where that he tells me about his girlfriend.
Yeah. And God bless him. But at first I was like, uh-oh, am I in trouble? And then I was like, no, we're going to seriously talk about my neck and my back.
And my pussy and my crack.
Yeah. Where would you want to be hit on?
Closing time at a store on Christmas Eve, and I'm trying to get the last Tickle Me Elmo for my nephew.
Oh my God. And there's someone else in line?
He's also getting the Tickle Me Elmo for his nephew. Mm-hmm. Or his niece.
I love that. It's unisex.
And I say, you can have it. And he's like, you can have it. And then it goes back and forth. And then he's like, well, I might be able to get another one. Let me get your number in case I can find another one. And then that's how our love begins.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. And so low pressure.
Yeah.
You know? And I love that.
And I'm like, yeah.
I really like you. And I like what
you're
doing.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No. I would never say that.
See, that would be jumping the gun.
Jump the gun. Don't jump the... Here's my new thing, too, which I think is so important to think about with love and relationships, which is like, sometimes I do this thing where I'm like, oh, don't be hopeful. Like, don't have... Where I'm like, you can have hope. It's not going to hurt less when, you know?
Well, I think once it gets to... I also, when I'm like interested in someone, which, I mean, it's been however long, but...
Right.
I'm good about, like, don't get hopeful. But then once it hits a point where it's like, well, it's in my head now.
No, I'm saying...
So I might as well just let it happen.
It's good to be hopeful. It's, like, fun. That's what's fun about love. Like, literally, if you don't let yourself have that part of the fun, like, that's half of it. Falling in love is scary, but it's also really fun.
Yeah, I bet it is.
From what I remember, you know? Yeah.
Maybe someday.
It will maybe someday.
I will know. Who knows?
You will know.
Should we...
do QVC?
Yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Me too. Guys, we're doing QVC because sometimes even two star-crossed lovers... Just kidding. Need a little fun with a little QVC. It's really a segment that makes me happy.
And I think Mike brought in actual products.
I'm so excited.
Wow, look at these beautiful Italian leather.
What are they?
They're Italian leather hand mittens. I think these ones were developed in the 21st century. And oh my God.
What?
It's shell sheep leather lining.
Shell sheep. I'm not the only one who used to be obsessed with brave sheep lining, where the sheep are braver instead of sort of shell shocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you when you meet a shy sheep, you'll never want to touch another sheep again.
Yeah.
And here's something I love about these gloves. Sometimes a glove goes too long up the wrist and you go,
not these.
Which exactly. You go,
these are for driving.
Look how thin my wrist looks. Can everybody see? Or at least let me tell you, my wrist looks so thin. This is nice. A lot of people forget about a slit.
It's like we want slits in our dresses.
Exactly.
Why not in our gloves?
Show a little leg. Show a little. Look, that's the top of my hand.
And that's the sheep's lining.
Sexy.
And these gloves are absolutely perfect for anything you can imagine. Driving.
Driving.
Driving a motorcycle.
Biking.
Driving a car.
Wow.
Driving trucks.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Even driving Miss Daisy. driving a hearse. I had one friend call in and said, drive a hearse for the most populated funeral home in West Orange, New Jersey.
Wow.
And these gloves have taken more dead bodies to the heaven than an angel.
Than an angel.
And I say, an angel in these gloves, what's the difference?
And here's what I like. Now, I've never played baseball, not one time in my life, but I've watched.
Was pro.
Were you? Well, you dabbled, but I watched Evan Hansen, Dear Evan Hansen, where there's that famous song about the guy with the glove with baseball. And they talk about how you have to break in a glove.
That's the movie about suicide, right?
Right.
Okay.
They talk about you have to break in a glove, right? You have to break it in because then it's softer, it's better, you can throw the ball better, whatever it is. What I love about this glove, tell me this glove hasn't been broken in.
It looks worn.
This is a broken in glove.
New is out, worn is in.
Exactly. This is a glove that you don't have to go, oh, like, I'm nervous about it. How's it going to feel? No, no. Mm-hmm. This is a glove. You throw it down at the end of the day.
Like a working man. These are, if you're blue collar, these are for you. If you're white collar, these are for you. Okay. Yes. White collar fashion.
Yes.
Blue collar accessibility.
Yes.
Durability.
Yes.
Okay. This leather was taken from a still living cow. It's yes. still alive.
Wow.
They're able to shed 14 pairs of gloves off of it and maintain its survival.
And those shy, shy sheep are still scared and shy in the field that they're at.
And dead.
And dead. But I also love women. I'm not the only one that loves an oversized coat. You know what I mean? Just to look a little smaller. And this has kind of got that oversized
coat for your hands.
Glove feel. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It makes it so that you really feel, I feel thin, I feel small, but I also feel strong.
Yeah. And look, it doesn't actually fit me, but it's, this is the exact same glove that was used in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Really?
And when they said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Right.
I was the practice hand.
God, that actually is really incredible.
OJ didn't want to try them on until I had.
Is that what he said?
And I said, well, you wore them when you were killing, but
but I'm happy.
That's between us.
That's between us. Just us
allegedly.
Girls.
Yes.
That's right.
So anyway, if you want to get these, what's the pricing on this?
Oh, they're Coach. Coach?
Yeah.
What's the pricing? Now I'm going to go, what, 65? 60, but when you think about it, it's actually three easy payments
of $79.99.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really for gloves, because if you wear a glove every day,
at least
winter is what, 100 days, 120?
With global warming,
exactly.
Who's to say?
You spend a dollar a day on a glove, you've got gloves for life, because then next year they're free. You know what I mean?
So true.
When you think about it that way, it's like, what an expensive, what a so nice true. Glove.
So, yes, if you want these gloves before the holidays, make sure that you go ahead and order those today. And we are selling out, I'm being
we
told. So you're going to want to go
these
ahead.
These are black, but I'm sure they come in other colors. I'm really obsessed with the slit. I don't know why. That slit on the inner wrist.
It's stunning. And it's hemmed.
It's so sexy. It's hemmed.
It's hemmed.
It's been hemmed.
It's beautiful.
It's been hemmed and hawed.
And I believe we have another product.
And the inside is like a nice gray. I really loved this glove, I have to say.
This,
good
yeah,
for you for having.
Beautiful.
What a perfect opportunity
wow,
for us.
A statue.
For those of you who can't see at home, we were just handed, Eddie Murray. I thought it said Murphy, and I thought it was a joke, and it's not. Baseball, you know how earlier I talked about baseball?
Yes.
And how I've never played,
yes.
But I love it. And I think my favorite thing about baseball is how they love to make figurines out of it.
They do.
They really do. They make a figurine. You've got bobbleheads in baseball. You've got baseball cards.
That's what we have here.
Yes, we do.
Is a bobblehead.
What would you say this bobblehead is doing?
Other than thriving. He's holding what appears to be a microphone.
Oh.
Okay. And I see here it's from Royal Farms, Real Fresh, Real Fast. Okay. So he's calling in and he's saying,
hello.
Welcome to Royal Farms, where all of our items are real fresh and, of course, real fast. And he's wearing an Orioles jersey. Which I believe that is from what area?
Look how
area?
Great this is. This is what I love about something
wow.
like this. It's inventive.
It's an incense holder.
You might have thought for a second. You might have thought for a second. The bat is broken. It's not there. But that's not what it is. This is a holder for whatever's important to you. Could
incense.
Be incense. Could be the other day. You know how I love a Post-it?
Of course.
I love to write myself a post-it. Don't forget the snacks. Don't forget to drink. And what I'll do is I'll roll my post-it and put it in my little friend Eddie.
Which is a perfect place to remember things.
Exactly. So Eddie is really the number one holder of things in your home.
And if you're not seeing this, you're going to want to hop over to the video and just really check this out, because he's wearing just a fabulous matching outfit.
Now, I will say, and again, I don't really like baseball, but I will say there is no uniform better than a baseball uniform.
No.
There is something about the way, like, I love these pants on him. I love the back area.
And this is also a beautiful way to propose.
Wow.
To your significant other, if you want to move up the relationship, you could take a post-it and leave a note, "Will you marry me?"
I bet he could hold, let's see right now. Let's see. You come home from a long day at work.
Oh my God.
And I say, check what Eddie's holding for you.
What?
For you. Can you believe that?
Oh my God. And look, and his little bobblehead is saying yes.
Yes.
Which is going to help the person you're asking for their hand in marriage to say, I guess,
to say, yes. I guess, yes. My answer is absolutely. His head
saying yes. So my voice is now also saying
and
yes.
If you're a lady like me who collects little crystal, you know, sculptures and figurines, you can do that with baseball men too. And you can collect as many men that play baseball with different objects and poses and just keep them around your house. And then when your husband or your friend needs something, you go, check Eddie, check with Eddie, take a sniff. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
I love it. And how much does something like this run you? Because I'm going to pay, what, $200 at least? It's art.
If you're getting this at the store, these are running for $2,500 plus.
Gotta be. Gotta be.
$2,500. They're always sold out everywhere you go.
It's art.
You would think that they're sold maybe behind the counter at a Michael's craft store, but that's not where.
Oh, no.
They're usually in a case, locked up.
Case. Oh, I love them in cases.
Maybe a collector's.
Sure.
I got one exactly like this in 2007.
What a year.
And I was on vacation. It was in Nassau in the Bahamas.
Wow. I didn't know that you Nassau'd.
Well, I was there for this particular item.
Oh.
Because it was the only one I could find. And I had to take three boats.
Boats.
A plane and a ship to get to this special little collectible store.
Wow.
And I paid $10,000. But this for you,
yeah,
is just six easy payments of $69.99.
It's free.
It's basically free.
It's practically free. That is so incredible. I thought you were going to say $10,000. I didn't know what I was going to lose, but I thought
I feel
I'm
foolish
lose a lot.
For having spent what I did.
I love him. I really think that every home needs one, and you can see why.
And every home can have one with prices like that.
God. Thank you for that.
Okay.
What a gorgeous. That's really. We're,
well, what do we
oh,
have
and
on
I think we're
deck?
Even sold out. They're selling out. They're so good. Look at this, Chris. Essential oil. Chris, what do I always say?
Now, for those of you listening, this is a
box.
Box plant therapy essential oils.
Well, look at this box right now.
That's
without
cedar.
Even, without even knowing.
That's cedar.
That's cedar. And what does cedar say about someone?
Wealth.
Wealth and simplicity. It's someone who has wealth but goes, I don't need it to be a gold box. I want it to be a well-made.
It's someone who gets their sheets at Brooklinen. Yes. Someone who has perfectly fine tap water but drinks bottled.
Absolutely.
That is who is using this box.
That's who has this box. And what I love about this box, the front has a clasp, the back has a clasp.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know that those are those clasps.
I think that they're actually just sort of
holders.
Holders,
if you will.
I love a box that you go, I want to know the secret. I want to.
It opens
so easily.
It opens.
It opens. And what's inside?
What the fuck? I did not think there would be
Chris,
so many.
What I love about this box is it's actually a box within boxes.
Lavender.
Lavender, which is famously. Really good to calm you down. If you're someone like me who has a lot of anxiety, Chris, you have major anxiety.
Lemongrass. I don't have anxiety. I have lemongrass.
Yes, you do.
I have cinnamon leaf. Cinnamon leaf, nature's depression cure. Yes.
Now, Chris, I don't know if you know this, but there's a pretty big difference when you enter someone's
tangerine.
Home. Ooh. A big difference when you enter someone's home who's wealthy and someone who's poor.
Well.
What's the big difference? Close your eyes.
The big difference is I'm not walking in if they're poor. I'm kidding. We know that I was built from the ground up.
That's right.
The difference for me is the smell.
That's it. That's exact. Wealthy
the
people.
Smell. I'm walking in and it smells like.
Here, take a little sip of this. And by sip, I mean smell. Mmm. Wealth.
Okay. What I'm smelling, it smells like a lemon lollipop.
It's a lemon, citrus lemon.
It's beautiful. And it smells like maybe a doctor lives here.
Exactly. A clean.
A lawyer, a high-powered business executive.
Exactly.
It's not like when you walk into, say, a poor person's home.
Exactly. A poor person, and I mean this with love because I've been poor, is thinking, how do I not look poor? And you forget that you can smell
rich.
Poor. You have that same mentality to smell rich. And a lot of times, it's as simple as a scent.
Because rich people naturally have a little bit more time. They don't have to worry
more
about
time,
things.
More time, more, yeah, just more happening.
And so they say, let me think about what things are going to smell like. Let's do turmeric.
And you know, it's something so simple. Let's pretend you have a night in by yourself. I love a night in. Those are exclusively the nights I have these days.
Oh my God.
And what I love about it is I'll put a candle on and I'll put a little scent in my scent holder. And the next thing I know, I'm at bliss. I'm blissful
bliss.
And I'm having fun.
This one's peppermint. And I know what you're thinking. Can you drink them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We don't recommend
in
it.
In moderation.
In moderation. You can have a sip or two.
And it'll cure a peppermint. You know what peppermint's good for?
I actually don't.
You have mice in the house. Poor. You take peppermint, you boil it in some water.
Yeah.
And it keeps the mice at bay. That's true.
I actually didn't know that.
That's true.
That's
not that I've ever had to do it.
No. But I think what's so nice about this is when you have guests coming over, maybe a friend coming over, maybe no one's coming over, it's just you. You go, I'm going to set the mood with myself.
When's the last time you smelled eucalyptus?
It's been years.
In a jar.
At this
eucalyptus
point.
In a jar. I'm transported. Rosemary.
Happy.
What
no.
am I? I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in
and
the
I'm
garden.
Cooking.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm in Oprah's garden.
Favorite thing.
Turned kitchen.
That is, I have to smell that one. I love this. And you might go, well, how many jars could I possibly
Atlas
get?
Cedarwood. You can smell like the box.
That's you. Wow. These are so, I think when we started this segment, I was a little stressed. And now I don't remember what
I'm
stress
relaxed.
Is. I'm so relaxed. This box is so cute. You could put things on it in the bathroom. You could just open it, leave it open. I actually love it open.
You
do you
it
like
open.
It open?
I love it open.
I love it open.
You
I
could
also
decorate it. You could put some lights on it.
You know what it reminds me of? With nothing inside. So, you know, an old cigar box?
Yes.
Oh my God, an old cigar box. And I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life when I was you know, romanticizing Leonardo DiCaprio. And I made a cigar box just to him with pictures of him in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a cute little present.
I have the same thing with John Hamm.
he's also
and
a cutie.
You know what?
How what?
For the men out there and you're trying to impress your woman.
That's right.
And say she's been annoying you about getting a ring.
Interesting.
Now, if I could borrow your ring once more, please.
Of course you can. Here you
Thank
go.
Thank you so much. And now close your eyes.
What's going to happen?
Okay, ready?
Yes.
I love you so much, and I have a question for you.
What is it?
Open. You can use it as an engagement box.
Oh my God, that is...
Get it? Just like in
Pretty Woman. That's very funny.
But do be careful. The wood
careful,
can splinter a finger.
Absolutely. Wow. Ooh, are you all right?
And
it does,
just like
it
that.
Is heavy. It's a heavy box. And this whole thing will cost you.
And they are sold separate.
Of course. All
Naturally.
Of the, you have to buy each scent individually and the box comes separate.
Yes.
Right. The box is, well, it's decorative. So the box is, I believe
it's included, I believe, in the, if you spend $240 on shipping and handling, the box comes.
Oh, the box comes free. And what's nice is the scents are each 2 for $80. So if you get, I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8, then the box is free.
It's 2 for $80 or I think $49.99 a piece.
Exactly. What and a so, great deal.
And you do have to get enough to fill the box.
Well, yeah.
Naturally. But, just, but that it is really just stunning.
Is. That is such a stunning and such a, look how easily it opens and closes and just sort of, then you go, good night.
It's so pretty.
Good night. And how it is just pretty. Perfect. I love gorgeous. That. God, it gorgeous. Is so beautiful, isn't it?
Ronnie, how much time have we gone?
You're at 50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Honey.
I know, that really flew by.
Should we do one? Let me ask you, Jesse. Yeah. Should we do one more item?
Let's do one more item.
I believe our producer had come up with some things we had for sale.
Guys, I don't know if you love this as much as we do, but imagine we start selling items. Just imagine. Because I think we could. And that's all I'm going to say. Wow,
Ronald,
it does make you think.
What item do you have?
What do you got, hon?
How about a soda stream.
Oh my God. It's my favorite product.
Okay. It's Christmas, I guess.
It is Christmas indeed. Okay. And you know how I know? Because my drink has bubbles and fuzzles.
Fuzzle me, wuzzle me, buzzle me. You know it to be true.
Bippity boppity boop.
Right. I remember, because I actually think it's a coming of age for any young Jew, realizing that you do like bubbles in your water. It's a seltzer thing. You know, as you get older, there's one point as a child, you try seltzer and you go, why are you doing this? This tastes so boring and plain. Have you tried Coca-Cola? And then you get older and your taste buds mature and you go, what a sensation seltzer is. But do you have the time? I don't know about you, but cans of seltzer are heavy, Chris.
And I can't help but notice you brought up cola. And that is a fun thing because I think as we get older, we think we have to sort of phase out these flavors that have really emboldened us as children.
I love the
really
word emboldened.
Really filled us with joy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And with the soda stream, you don't have to give that up.
What do you mean?
Of course, you can add the syrup. Cola, you're eating. That's why it's called the soda stream.
You're darn tootin'.
You want a Fanta?
Don't you want a?
You want a Fanta, and you can.
And you can. So let me get this straight. We're selling a machine right now, which comes with a bottle.
Yes.
A little gas thingamawig.
Which
helium.
You can replace very easily with.
So simple.
We sell, obviously.
We sell, obviously. And then it comes in this machine. And this machine, I don't know science, but I'll tell you what. It pumps air into your water to give
CO2.
It the CO2, honey. And then you... you can get how many little flavors? What are the flavors that are available?
Orange. Fanta strawberry. Fanta grape.
Can I tell you my
lemon
favorite?
Lime.
Stop. I'm a grape soda gal is what I was going
to say. Watermelon sugar. The Harry Styles line.
Ooh.
Chocolate. Cream.
Chocolate cream.
Root beer.
Ah.
Vanilla.
Mm.
Vanilla Coke.
Yes.
Cherry Coke.
Yes.
Lavender.
Lavender is my favorite.
Fields. Lavender fields.
Oh my God. Lavender fields.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Bubbly lemonade.
Lemonade bubbles.
Pink bubbly lemonade.
Ooh.
Blueberry. Succotash.
Succotash? I can't believe they have succotash.
They have succotash. It tastes like a deliciously made succotash that Ratatouille himself would whip up.
There's that sound, of fun in a bottle and gas. And what are those flavors one more time?
Do you hear that?
I love
that
sound.
That's the sound of joy being popped.
What are those flavors? Just one more time. From the top.
Vanilla Coke.
That's right.
Cherry Coke.
Yep.
Orange Fanta.
That's my favorite.
Grease lemon lime Fanta. Yep. Strawberry Fanta. Grape Fanta. Succotash.
Yep.
Tickle Me Pink.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Harry Styles, don't forget.
Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Good.
Get Wild with Olivia Wilde. It's the Olivia Wilde flavor.
Wow, wow, wow.
Girl.
Say no more.
Girl Math.
Girl Math.
And that one just tastes like...
water, really.
Water.
It does
rose.
Taste...
rosé. It tastes like rosé.
Rosé, which is so sweet. And I just can't believe that for, you know, one...
payment.
Easy payment.
Of
$160.
Wow.
You get soda forever for life for free.
That's such a bargain.
Essentially. You have to buy the supplies, but that's it.
Bargain.
Bargain. I would do it 50 times a day. And you could come to my home and I would say, let me get you, can I get you something with a little buzzle? A little buzzle?
A little bub?
Buzzle? Buzzle.
Buble.
I was going to say bubble and fizz, but I said bubbles.
And if you call an order today, you will get our very special Michael Buble for the holidays. Buble bubbles. And it comes with a signed CD-ROM of Michael Buble's cover of All I Want for Christmas.
Is you.
You. And he has changed the lyrics to incorporate soda.
I'm dead. I'm dying. This is so fun. You guys, I'm sick in the head and I'm dead. So you have to order now. Also, we've decided we're bringing back the segment, Embarrassing Stories.
Yes.
So if you're listening, you're like, hey, I want to send in a product, or I want them to review a certain product, or I want to share my embarrassing stories because we miss those and we love those. Where can they reach us? Where can they reach us?
You can reach me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw, or you can go and join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren.
You can message on there. You can comment on there. We've got Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. You can use that.
You can
still
DM Jesse for your chance.
Yeah, best chance, DM me. I'll try to be organized. That's always a goal of mine. And why not, you know?
And why not?
Why not live your best life? You know what I mean?
Totally.
We really got through a lot today. I felt like we started
on our
hurdle.
Products.
We went up, we went down, we hawked products. We sold gloves. I mean, we made money.
Honey.
And it's so hard to make money and so easy
to not.
To not.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.